the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Spirit of the living God will continue to talk to your people concerning this message. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please, if you want to talk to me or you have got questions, you can contact me on the following numbers. 0967 694414. 0967 0967 694414. The other one is 0977 694414. 0977 694414. I'm inviting you to come to our conference. We are starting Friday next week. Gospel Reformation Conference is going to be great. You're talking about the gift of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit as a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit as a gift. We'll be looking at that. It's going to be awesome. I'm inviting you to come. Bring those who are not saved. Bring the sick. Those who are oppressed by the force of darkness. The power of God will be present to heal the sick. I love you so much. See you next week as you continue to walk in dominion through this message. Praise God forevermore. Amen.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines: Yango and government to address urban mobility and parking challenges. Government urged to address Thank you for joining us for the news on Wonder Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Yanga. The headlines: Yango and government to address urban mobility and parking challenges. Government urged to address tobacco farmers' crisis in Eastern Province. And UK agrees to pay Kenyans affected by military fire. And in sports news, Zanaco Football Club to stand strong this season. Now, the news in detail. Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director Advocate Noah Chisabe has commended President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership in the fight against corruption in Zambia. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Chisabe says President Hichilema's administration has made significant strides in combating the sector, and that the launch of the National Policy on Anti-Corruption underscores the government's commitment to tackling corruption and promoting transparency and accountability. He says the government has increased funding for anti-corruption agencies, enabling them to effectively investigate and prosecute cases, corruption cases.
Alliance Against Corruption is urging President Hichilema not to relent in this fight. Corruption remains a significant challenge, and the sustained efforts are necessary to achieve meaningful results. We appeal to citizens to remain vigilant and report corruption instances. Civil society organizations and church leaders should support the government in this endeavor.
Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development Permanent Secretary Hampenga Kabeta has commended Simon Investment Limited for its adherence to mining regulation during a recent tour of its copper processing plant in Kasimpa district of Northwestern Province. The delegation of officials from Cabinet Office and Provincial Administration assessed the company's compliance with health, safety and environmental standards. The facility was found to be compliant, consisting meeting strict industrial requirements. Dr. Kabeta has Dr. Kavitandi's team were given a comprehensive plant tour by plant supervisor Ms. Karen Kamanga. The delegation inspected the copper thickening section and storage area, noting the correct use of personal protective equipment, PPE, by workers, underscoring the company's commitment to safety. The plant produces copper cathodes up to 99.9% standard. Dr. Kaveta has expressed happiness of the company's adherence to operational and safety regulations. Lusaka Mayor Chilango Chitangala has met with Yango Global representative Doria Yukena regarding urban mobility and parking challenges faced by Yango service providers. In a statement, Ms. Chitangala has urged Yango to cooperate with the local authority in the city to finding solutions to challenges faced by the company and help the council improve its parking system. The two parties further discussed the best approach to explore avenues for collaborating and improve parking infrastructure within Lusaka, particularly for Yango service providers. She says the persisting parking in undesignated areas has been identified as a major obstacle to efficient urban mobility in Lusaka, contributing to traffic gridlock. Meanwhile, Ms. Yukena expressed interest in strengthening partnership efforts with government to develop smart mobility solutions. She highlighted Yango's extensive experience across various regions and emphasized the transformative potential of technology in easing parking challenges and improving urban mobilities. And in agriculture news, Chipangale District Council Chairperson Maxon Ngoma has appealed to the central government to urgently address concerns of tobacco farmers stranded with their produce in the eastern province. He stated that the government had both the mandate and responsibility to ensure the issue if affecting the farmers' community were handled with the urgency they deserved. Ngoma expressed sadness over the situation, noting that farmers were stuck with over 2 million metric tons of tobacco while little progress was being done to resolve the matter. He warned that the crisis threatened the livelihood of thousands of hard-working farmers and risking undermining the agriculture potential of the province.
This situation threatens the livelihoods of the thousands of hardworking farmers in the province and is undermining the agricultural potential that the province has to offer. I therefore wish to call upon His Excellency, President Hakainde Hichilema, to take personal interest and ensure that the farmers in Eastern Province are helped to find a solution that is going to lead into the farmers selling their tobacco to buyers. While we appreciate the efforts that have been made by the Tobacco Board of Zambia, but the pace of progress has been too far reached to be of any impact on the farmers.
Still in agriculture news, government has warned that any farmer or agro dealer found selling or misusing farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, will be deregistered and banned from all future government programs. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu has also cautioned beneficiaries against exchanging their e-vouchers for cash. In a statement, Mr. Zulu says the 2025-2026 fiscal redemption process will begin on Monday, August 25, with strict rules to ensure that only honest farmers benefit. Mr. Zulu stated that government has introduced an electronic Know Your Customer system in partnership with all three mobile network operators in order to tighten accountability. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We still have more in international and sports news after this break.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The many some of mine and many